Strat held Cello in his arms, stunned as her dream kiss still pumped warmth through the pistons of his heart. When she fidgeted, a soft harmonic in the key of E broke the silence, so pure the family first mistook it for an accidental psychon. But when the note came again, perfectly timed with her movements, Strat felt something inside him shift, an ache that he couldn't name, as if that tiny E had chosen him. He hugged her tighter, and when soprano lifted Cello away from him in a flurry of excitement that followed, he stood there frozen, holding only the ethereal soul print that her absence left behind, not realizing how deeply he already missed her. When kids like Strat feel a drop in their soul temp like this, it is difficult to detect with empathy. It normally would have gone unnoticed, but Soprana and Edmund had had long talks about this during the time between arriving at the clinic and Cello hatching out of her egg. Although he was snapping pics of every last moment he could, Edmund kept his feelers out and decided it was time to bring Strat into the study for a man-to-man talk. "Son, you matter to us now more than ever. Celesta will need our attention, but you will always have it too." He handed Strat a heavy gift box, and inside shimmered the never-chromium briefcase lined with red velvet, the one Strat had admired for months, perfect for his sheet music, violin bows, and guitar picks. Strat's breath caught. "Dad, thank you," he whispered, the ache easing just enough for him to understand that his story was still unfolding, even as Cello's first note lit the world around them. That night, Strat sat on the edge of his bed with his guitar, practicing as quietly as he could so that he wouldn't wake Cello. But nothing he played disturbed her. In fact, when he brushed a high E, her antenna glowed a soft blue through the crack of the bedroom door. When he tried a low E, they brightened again, pulsating in perfect time with his strumming. Strat froze, breath caught in his throat. Cello wasn't just sleeping through his music. She was listening. She was answering. And Strat, still clutching the new briefcase his father had given him, felt something warm and terrifying settle in his chest, the sense that her path and his were already beginning to intertwine. As Cello grew, her understanding of music broadened with her, and her greatest visual aid and example was Strat and his music. It was as welcoming as a bowl of ice cream and as comforting as her blankie. Every day, when Strat came home from school, he would give his little sister a kiss and then go upstairs to tune his instruments and set up his sheet music. It never failed that the minute he began his arpeggios in the key of E, a love-starved Cello crawled into his room and gazed into his eyes with intrigue. It was not long before she could talk, with her voice as clearly as her music.